91X News.
It's 10 degrees. It's negative 10 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Matthew Murray. Corus Entertainment announced a deal this morning that it says will redefine Canada's media landscape.
Shaw Communications is selling its media division to Corus for $2.65 billion. Shaw Media owns the Global Television Network and 19 specialty channels, including HGTV Canada, Food Network Canada, and Showcase. Both Corus Entertainment and Shaw Media are controlled by the Shaw family through its voting shares. The deal will help Shaw fund its purchase of Wind Mobile. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
A man is in hospital with serious injuries after being struck by a pickup truck in Thurlow Ward yesterday afternoon. Police responded to the scene on Old Madoc Road and say the 40-year-old man had run out onto this road while trying to save his neighbor's dog. Both the man and dog were hit by the truck, with the dog dying at the scene. Police say no charges have been laid in the incident. An accident on the eastbound 401 near Napanee last night resulted in the closing of both lanes. The accident took place between Palace Road and Switzerville Road just after 10 p.m. According to police, a tractor-trailer was hung up on the guardrail blocking the highway while fuel leaked into the ditch. Both lanes were closed for about 5 hours. An ambulance was dispatched, but police say they are not aware of any injuries. The driver of the tractor-trailer has been charged. Local businessman and candidate in the last fall's federal election, Truman Tuck, died Sunday on the way home from a trip. Tuck, owner of Tuck's Paralegal Services, was an unsuccessful independent candidate in the new Bay of Quinte riding. He had also run unsuccessfully in the last provincial election in the former Prince Edward Hastings riding. A funeral is tentatively set for Friday afternoon at Maranatha Church. Belleville City Council has amended a zoning bylaw in future hopes of a medical marijuana facility coming to Belleville. Dylan O'Hagan has the story.
When Justin Trudeau became Prime Minister of Canada, he pledged to legalize, regulate, and restrict access to marijuana. This includes regulating medical marijuana facilities who produce it and retail it. This idea of both production and retail poses problems for local municipalities as it walks the line between agricultural and industrial use. Belleville's special projects planner Greg Pinchin says without proper zoning, a medical marijuana facility could open just about anywhere in Belleville.
If all of a sudden the laws were to change and we didn't have anything in place to identify those sorts of uses, then they could essentially open anywhere that retail is permitted. So hopefully this will help us if the federal laws change along those lines.
Pinchin added, part of the problem is medical marijuana facilities that grow and sell predate the city's current zoning bylaws.
Yeah, I mean, our current bylaw dates back quite a ways, and so it's not really something that was even on the radar.
The new bylaw clearly defines a marijuana dispensary as strictly for selling, while a medical marijuana production facility can both grow and sell. Dylan O'Hagan, QNET News, Belleville.
A Toronto bakery is trying to get more Powerball tickets from across the U.S. border after a free ticket promotion proved wildly successful. World Class Bakers gave away 500 tickets for tonight's draw to customers who spent at least $20 inside the shop. With the Powerball jackpot at a record $1.5 billion U.S., all the tickets were snapped up quickly yesterday. The odds of winning the gigantic prize are estimated at 1 in 292.2 million. Two provincial ministers will visit Northern Ontario today to check out a key bridge that was closed earlier this week due to damage. The Nipigon River Bridge failed on Sunday, shutting down the only east-west route across the region. One lane of the bridge, which is part of the Trans-Canada Highway, was reopened to cars and lighter trucks on Monday, but it's still not known when it will be fully reopened. Transportation Minister Stephen Del Duca and Northern Development and Mines Minister Michael Gravel will travel the site today to get a first-hand look at the damages. The bridge is used by about 1,300 trucks daily, and the city's mayor calls it one of the most important transportation infrastructure points in the country. One woman is dead and another is in hospital following a late-night crash on the Queen Elizabeth Way in Burlington, Ontario. Ontario Provincial Police Sergeant Kerry Schmidt says the two women were in a car heading toward Toronto at about 11 p.m. when it veered into the path of a transport truck at Guelph Line. The woman driving the car was killed and her passenger was taken to hospital with serious injuries. The truck driver suffered minor injuries. No names or ages have been released. The U.S. says 10 Navy sailors who had been held overnight by Iran are now free.
Tehran at first accused the sailors of trespassing after one of their small patrol boats drifted into Iranian waters with mechanical trouble. Iranian state television now says the sailors' presence was unintentional, and before they were released, they apologized.
No, there's no apology. There's nothing to apologize for.
Vice President Joe Biden on CBS's This Morning.
When you have a problem with the boat, you apologize the boat had a problem? No, and there was no looking for any apology.
Saying the U.S. in the past has picked up Iranian sailors in distress.
This was just standard nautical practice.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
That's QNET News for this afternoon. We'll be back with sports after this.
A new year means a fresh chance to have the career you've been searching for. The life you want doesn't have to be out of reach. This year, grab it. Where does your new beginning begin? Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. From second career advice and job search support to the new Youth Job Connection Program, see how they can help you. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street beside Pinnacle. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
QNET Sports. Former Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos is the new vice president of baseball operations with the LA Dodgers. He says he'll be working in all aspects of baseball operations with the team.
I just obviously haven't been a GM in the past. There's always so many things going on, and you never have enough time in the day. So I'm going to be really involved in all aspects of the operations. I'm going to be based out of California, move my family out here end of the summer.
NFL owners have voted to allow the St. Louis Rams to move to a new stadium in Inglewood, California, just west of Los Angeles. The move ends the 21-year absence from the United States' second-largest media market. Inglewood Mayor James T. Butts, Jr. says the new stadium won't cost local taxpayers a dime.
In the history of stadium deals, this is the best one ever, particularly for the taxpayer. There's no risk absorbed by the taxpayers whatsoever. In fact, Stan Kroenke and the developers are paying 100% of the cost.
A former Quinte Red Devil will be on the ice this Friday. QNET's William Prue has more.
Grafton's Brady Gilmore is enjoying success with the Saginaw Spirit of the Ontario Hockey League. The former minor midget Quinte Red Devil was drafted 6th overall by the Spirit in last year's OHL Priority Selection Draft and has already put up 11 points through his first 33 games this season. The 5'10", 160-pound center iceman will be in the lineup Friday night when the Spirit faces off against the London Knights at the Budweiser Gardens in London. QNET News will be there to talk to Gilmore about his experience in the OHL this season. William Prue, QNET News, Belleville.
In NHL action last night, the Islanders won in New York over the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-2. Buffalo beat the Wild 3-2, while Carolina edged past the Penguins 3-2 in overtime. Arizona's Max Domi recorded his first career NHL hat trick with a 4-3 overtime win over Edmonton. San Jose left Winnipeg with a decisive win over the Jets, while the Blues blew past the New Jersey Devils 5-2. The Chicago Blackhawks recorded their 8th straight win with a 3-2 win over the Predators, and the Tampa Bay Lightning shocked the Avalanche in Colorado with a 4-0 win. Four games are set in NHL action for tonight. The Blue Jackets pay a visit to Toronto tonight in hopes of snapping their four-game losing skid. The Flyers look for their fourth straight win against the Bruins, while the Senators face the Ducks in Anaheim. Meanwhile, the Florida Panthers are looking to bounce back against the Calgary Flames after having their 12-game winning streak snapped by the Vancouver Canucks on Monday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight. Today will be increasingly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries this afternoon. Winds coming from the northwest at 20 kilometers an hour with gusts up to 40 kilometers. High of -8. Tonight we'll see flurries and a few local snow squalls, ending before morning with snow amounts between 10 to 15 centimeters. Winds northwest at 20 kilometers becoming light this evening. A low of -9. Tomorrow we'll see a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy in the afternoon with 30% chance of flurries later in the day. There's a high of -3. At 12:10, it's -10. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Murray. News on 91X next at 1:00.